Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Former University of Arizona professor now is seeking justice in the courts. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, Daniel Grossenbach was a former ethics professor at the University of Arizona, and he was an adjunct professor. He has a full-time job as well, teaching ethics of all subjects, which I think is kind of ironic. But on his dad's side, he was going to school boards advocating on behalf of his children. He wanted to protect his children from these crazy policies that the public school was trying to pass. And so he was speaking up against that. Well, I guess there were some anonymous complaints against him, and they ended up firing him from the university.
His job was with the University of Arizona, and his kids go to the Catalina Foothills School District. So that is not associated with the University of Arizona. It's a separate public school district, and that's where his kids attend. And so as a father, Professor Grossenbach goes to the school district meetings, not as the professor, but as a dad, as Dan Grossenbach, in his individual capacity as a father of kids in the Catalina Foothills School District.
And the thing is, this school, public school, is trying to pass these secret policies, not telling the parents.
So he finds out, along with other parents, because there was an email that was inadvertently sent, and it got into the hands of some of the parents, and so they spread it around. And the email was to the effect that the policy in the Catalina Foothills School District was that they wanted to do surveys of the students' sexual and gender information, and they wanted to make it secret and not allow the parents to know. So they were wanting to intentionally keep that information from the parents while they're secretly pushing a radical gender ideology upon the students.
And you can just guess why they didn't want the parents to know.
Yeah, they didn't want the parents to know because they knew the parents would object.
Yeah.
So they wanted to bypass the parents, hide this information from the parents. So some parents found out about it. Dan Grossenbach was one of the parents who learned about it. So he and other parents went to the Catalina Foothills School District board meetings, and they complained about what was going on to the school board meetings. And as a result of that, some people anonymously, when they found out that he also taught at the University of Arizona, they sent complaints to the school saying that this person was speaking out in a discriminatory way against LGBTQ individuals and should be fired. As a result, what happened is he was called in and he was terminated from his position. Now, they originally said, well, they're going to eliminate the position, which is false, because they didn't eliminate the position. They terminated him after these complaints came in from unknown, unnamed people. And again, this is a father speaking in his personal capacity. Whenever he spoke at the school board, he would say specifically that he's not speaking on behalf of, and his comments do not represent, the University of Arizona, speaking as a dad who has kids in the school.
Yeah, and it makes me wonder if the university even asked him those questions or if they just took the complaints to heart and just fired him.
I think, you know, probably for some of these people in some of these schools, it doesn't really matter for them whether he was speaking in his individual capacity or representing the school. They just don't like anybody who doesn't agree with their radical gender ideology.
But as a result, we've drawn a lot more attention to the University of Arizona and what's going on
behind the scenes. We have drawn a lot more attention to the University of Arizona and
it's backfired.
what they're doing because it's wrong. It violates Title VII. He has a right under Title VII to not be discriminated against on account of religion. And that's exactly what happened to Dan Grossenbach. They terminated him because he has religious beliefs that God made two sexes, male and female. And
he has the right to raise his children in that same belief.
And he does. Yeah, he has the right and also the religious conviction.
And the school has no right.
He's the father, and he has the duty to protect his kid from these kids from these LGBTQ gender ideology indoctrination.
And the school has no right to intervene in that.
They don't have a right to
intervene. That's not why the kids are in school.
No, they don't have a right to intervene. So some obstinate school board members, when the parents went to the school board or when they tried to communicate with them, they refused to discuss the issue with parents. They're just not going to do it. They're going to put a rubber stamp onto the intentional concealing of information from parents that parents have an absolute right to know about. So Grossenbach saw the policies as a gross intrusion upon parental rights and was compelled by his religious beliefs to form a group called SAVE CFSD. That's the Catalina Foothills School District, a nonprofit organization focused on educating parents about school board policies and fundamental rights. Grossenbach stands for the principle that parents have the right to direct the upbringing of their children and believes that departing from God's natural design of male and female regarding human sexuality is a sin. So several times he attended school board meetings, which were attended by hundreds of concerned parents, and he delivered 2 to 3 minute pre-written speeches. 2 to 3 minute pre-written speeches. He routinely included a disclaimer that he speaks for himself and not for his employer, and expressed without hate, slander, or violence how the school district's policies violated parental rights.
And you know there are many other parents that agree with him there.
Well, you know
he's not the only one.
Well, in fact, the U.S. Supreme Court earlier this year, in a case out of Montgomery County, Maryland, where the school was forcing the kids to participate in an LGBTQ curriculum beginning in kindergarten, and they were not allowing the parents to opt out, the U.S. Supreme Court sided with the parents that they have a free exercise right to direct the education of their children, and that they don't lose their right to free exercise of religion by putting their children into the public schools.
That was where they were not going to allow a senior to graduate because of that, right?
Yeah, the same school. She wasn't a plaintiff in the case that was at the Supreme Court, but she was affected. She had a 4.3 or 4.6 GPA, which means that she had taken honors courses to be able to get above 4.0. So she was a very stellar student. And for a couple of years, she had asked for an accommodation. She had asked, couldn't she take a substitute course in another school, even in a college course level, to substitute for this gender ideology indoctrination? And the school said no. And they were not going to allow this 4.0 plus student to graduate without this gender ideology course.
We just have to remember, this is America. This is not a communist society. Parents have the right to raise their children as they choose. And you take them to public school to learn reading, writing, arithmetic, not this gender ideology nonsense.
Yeah, this is going on.
And you don't
on,
hide it from them either.
Yeah, parents. And this is going on all over the country. So you're seeing professors and you're seeing teachers, you're seeing others as well, that are becoming targets of the LGBTQ gender ideology agenda. And this is just one of many. In fact, we've looked at some of our main cases right now, and probably half of our cases somehow intersect with this LGBTQ agenda. Mm-hmm. We have two pastors that are also part-time realtors. They lost their license because one of them in their church decided that the church was not going to support a food bank because the food bank was promoting LGBTQ agenda. And so they're just not going to support that anymore. They'll do something different.
We had a pastor who was working part-time at a library. He was fired because he wouldn't use the so-called preferred pronouns of a coworker.
Yeah, we have Dan Grossenbach, who's fired because he speaks on behalf of his kids for common sense at a school district that's totally different than the university, his employer, that says, you know, parents ought to know, they ought to be informed. And by the way, this is wrong for you to give these gender and sexual surveys to our kids without us knowing about it. And he gets terminated for him. And there's many, many others. You know, Kim Davis, of course, challenging the Obergefell opinion. She's been in litigation for 10 years. That issue of LGBTQ, this redesigning of God's creation, is a direct conflict and a direct collision course with religious freedom. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.